This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Carissa Melton. The World Health Organization on Monday once again warned nations against politicizing the COVID-19 pandemic. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said it has led to confusion and disrespect for science and made the pandemic worse. At a briefing Monday, Tedros said last week had the highest number of COVID-19 cases reported since the pandemic began. A recent rise in hospitalizations has filled intensive care units in Europe and in North America. Tedros said countries that have followed science have suppressed the virus and minimized deaths. But he said, quote, where there has been political division at the national level, where there has been blatant disrespect for science and health professionals, confusion has spread and cases and deaths have mounted. The director general added, what will save lives is science, solutions, and solidarity. With 8 days until the U.S. election, President Donald Trump on Monday appeared for voters in Pennsylvania. That's a battleground state he won in 2016. It's also a state crucial to his chances of defeating Democratic challenger Joe Biden and winning a second term. The Republican president told cheering supporters in Allentown, quote, we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing. He predicted victory in a state where opinion polls show he is trailing Biden. More than 60 million Americans already have cast ballots ahead of the November 3rd election, in a record-breaking pace that could lead to the highest U.S. voter turnout by percentage in more than a century. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The White House planned a Monday night celebration of the Republican Senate's expected confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm Judge Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote later this evening, while Democrats have fiercely opposed the conservative jurist's nomination. Trump's fellow Republicans hold a 53-47 Senate majority, and her confirmation to a lifetime post on the court seems assured. If confirmed, Barrett would be the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and would significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Barrett would fill the seat of late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month. War monitors say an airstrike on a rebel training camp in northwestern Syria on Monday killed more than 50 Turkish-backed fighters and wounded at least 90. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war in Syria, the number killed at 78, while a Syrian opposition spokesman had the number of fatalities closer to 50. The observatory, along with Syrian opposition groups, says the airstrike was carried out by Russia, a Syrian government ally. The strike targeted a military training camp for one of Syria's largest opposition groups in northwestern Idlib province, the last rebel enclave in Syria. The United States said Monday it had conducted an airstrike in central Afghanistan, killing at least 5 Taliban insurgents. A military spokesperson explained in a tweet the overnight action in Nurk district in Wardak province was taken to defend Afghan security forces in line with a February deal between the United States and the Taliban aimed at ending two decades of war. The spokesman said, quote, we reject the allegations of violating the agreement and of killing innocent Afghans, end quote. He was responding to allegations by the Taliban, who allege a U.S. drone strike Sunday evening in recurrent violation, they said, of the agreement, killed 3 children. Dozens protested Monday outside the French embassy in Baghdad after a pro-Iran faction called on Iraqis to slam French President Emmanuel Macron's defense of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. A cleric at the rally demanded, quote, an apology to all Muslims because the Prophet is a symbol of Islam and Muslims, end quote, and visual depictions of him are strictly forbidden in Islam. Macron has drawn anger in parts of the Muslim world with his robust defense of the right to mock religion. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.